Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Political histories are typically understood to be the product of interactions between individuals or groups. But as Kyle Meng of the Earth Institute at Columbia University explains, research is revealing a connection between a well-documented weather pattern and instances of political unrest.
Does the climate affect whether or not people fight? Historians have argued that at various points in history, changes in climate have led to increases in violence, in some cases, even the collapse of civilizations. But these examples are drawn from hundreds or thousands of years ago. Could this be the case today, even after decades of unprecedented industrialization, globalization, and political reforms? It turns out that parts of the world are still very sensitive to changes in the global climate. In some recent work, my colleagues and I examined the effects of El Niño, a natural climate cycle that every 3 to 7 years brings hotter, drier weather to large parts of tropical Asia, Africa, and South America. We found that when El Niño arrives, the chance of civil war in affected tropical countries doubles. Over the second half of the 20th century, we calculated that roughly one-fifth of all civil wars could be attributed to El Niño. Why? We think El Niño can be stabilizing for many reasons. Crops may fail, food prices might rise, unemployment might increase, diseases might spread, and tempers may flare. Obviously, there are deeper underlying reasons for any civil war. Poverty, long-term inequality, and ethnic rivalries may all play a role. El Niño may simply supply the trigger. We are not helpless against El Niño. One major accomplishment in atmospheric science is our ability to forecast strong El Niños up to 2 years in advance. We hope that by understanding the relationship between climate and conflict, our societies and institutions can better prepare for future climate shifts and their consequences.
That was Kyle Meng of Columbia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Don't do gonna keep on listening to the wind of change.